Next item on the agenda is item number 14. Kenneth T. Heath requests to license and locate 2 pound nets in new location Chesapeake Bay. Mr. Travelstead.
Mr. Heath has applied to license and locate 2 pound nets off of Fisherman's Island. I think most of you are familiar with that area. There's Fisherman's Island, the mainland of the Eastern Shore, Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. In the process of advertising this proposal, we received 11 emails and letters in opposition. Most of the comments that we received are, as is almost always the case, of a general nature, simply opposing the net on the basis that it's an additional net in the water that'll catch more fish, that these kinds of nets are hazards to navigation because they're a fixed device. They're not lighted. They don't have radar reflectors. And that they are capable of catching species like turtles and dolphins, which are of a concern. This shows you where the proposed nets are to be located. Again, Mr. Heath is proposing 2 nets, one here, and these lines represent and are to scale, show you the nets. The second one is down here. There is an existing pound net that's owned by Mr. Bender located here. In response to the concerns that we've received from the public, I would note that in talking to our law enforcement and engineering and surveying folks, they indicate that most of the recreational fishing in this area occurs further offshore in this direction and further to the north, for example, around the concrete ships at Kiptopee. In terms of hazard to navigation, because these nets are so close to shore, we don't think that's much of an issue, particularly when you note the presence of this rather large, shallow sand shoal in here. That presence of that leads us to believe that if vessels are exiting from here and going under the causeway, they'll never run into the pound nets this way before they'd run aground on this shoal. Likewise, boats coming through the high rise of the CBBT would be less likely to turn a sharp right because they can probably see this. In fact, I was over there last week, and you know, it was very noticeable, the wave activity on this area, because it's so shallow. It's pretty obvious. And of course, I was up here on the bridge. I don't know if it'll be quite that obvious from a boat, but I would think it would be. So I think the likelihood that a vessel heading north through the high rise would encounter those nets would be less than likely. The fact that the commission, too, has already previously approved this net in this location, in our view, sets a precedent and is sufficient to allow you to follow through and grant Mr. Heath's request for the other two locations. I would also note that nets set north of the Bay Bridge Tunnel in this area are in what we refer to as pound net regulated area one, that you'll find in regulation 20. And that regulation requires pound nets in that area to have the special modified leaders from May 6th through July 31st. One of the purposes of those modified leaders is to reduce interactions with turtles and dolphins. So I think that's the best we can do in terms of responding to that public complaint. Staff doesn't see any other reason why the net shouldn't be granted, and as a result, we're recommending that they be approved. I know Mr. Heath is here. I don't know if there are other members of the public that wish to speak, but this would be a public hearing on the issue.
All right. Any questions of Mr. Travelstead? Ms. Fox?
This is a 1N1O fishery, and so we're not adding additional nets.
It is. Good point.
These 2 nets are substituting for 2 nets somewhere else.
That's right. Somebody had to give up nets for these to be located there. It's 161 pound nets permitted. So we're not adding new nets to the bay, although they're new nets in this location, obviously, not bay-wide.
Further questions? Thank you, Jack. Mr. Heath here wishes to be heard, or? Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Good. Yourself?
Pretty good.
Good. State your name for the record, please,
Kenneth. Kenneth Heath, Pine Nutter, Eastern Shore. They're actually, the two pine nets are mine now. They're just in another location. I just wish to move them from another location to this location. So it's not as if I've moved some from the Western Shore to the Eastern Shore. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, they've been doing a study all summer on the pine nets for turtles and dolphins, which wraps up Friday. And they haven't had any turtles or dolphins in pine nets. So. And just south of one of those locations is the old government dock, which when the tide's down, it's about a stubble, about 2 foot high, and it's about 150 of them that stick out about 400 feet south of me. So I'm sure that's a larger navigational hazard than my pine net would be. But I think Jack did a good job of the presentation. And
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you, sir. Anyone else here in support of this application? Anyone here in opposition to the application? Being none, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard?
Move to approve application.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard, seconded by Mr. Bowden. To my left. Further discussion? All in favor? I'm sorry.
I'm going to abstain on both these applications.
All right. Let the record reflect that Mr. Robbins will be abstaining on both applications. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All abstain. Any abstentions?
Aye.
One abstention. Thank you, Mr. Heath. Motion passes.